Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Boom, boom, boom. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Is the pain easing up a little bit, you guys?
The pain?
Oh, the pain from the Niners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I had to, I got to stay off social media right now, so that's too much Eagles stuff going on and Chiefs. And
that terrible call, that pass. How are you going to give that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
The ball hit the ground. Yeah. The ball hit the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And frankly, I'm mad at the coach. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
just throw the flag, yeah.
Dude, even the receiver who dropped the ball was going, hurry, everyone, hurry. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
No, hurry, hurry. And they did. And
I'm not going to be outsmarted.
Our coach didn't go, yeah, we should throw the flag. By the way, you brought it up.
I was watching Alex yesterday on the Zoom, and I could just feel like the angst. You said you were over it, but turns out you're not really over it either.
I mean, I wasn't going
to
bring it up
in the
today.
Past,
yeah, I mean,
see.
I went for a surf yesterday. It was beautiful out, so I just had one of those days where I sort of recentered and was
let
like,
it go.
Okay,
yeah,
I got my thing
yesterday,
that I need to do.
Yesterday morning, we had there was a bit of a theme going because of the Kevin Bacon commercial.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What was that for again?
Kia.
Yeah.
With his daughter.
I see.
So, we talked about it all morning long. You know, too bad it's a Kia. That kind of thing.
Are we in trouble? What just happened?
We talked about it and talked about it. Really belabored.
Kia. Too bad it's a Kia.
That got played several times. And
well, one of the stories was about how people are now stealing Kias and Hyundais.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which, you know, for us, if you're of a certain age, you're like, what are you stealing that for?
It's funny you mentioned Hyundai.
The new ones, though, are really nice.
Yeah, look, these cars have come a long way. There's no question that it was... maybe they were good cars all along, and I just heard too many jokes about them. So yesterday, Janie gets on the air.
Apparently not. Their security systems aren't the greatest, right? Oh.
I think they're not the new ones, though.
Maybe they could. Maybe they've improved
up
them.
To like 2020 or 2021, something like that.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, now that they're not able to be insured, perhaps they'll make bigger strides toward keeping them difficult to steal. So Janie gets on the air yesterday, and she was laughing about how the whole Kia thing and how funny she thought it was. She said, and then I looked up the commercial, and it's not for Kia.
She's a pro.
She is a pro. She did.
The Kevin Bacon commercial's not a Kia.
Too bad it's not a Kia.
What is it for?
Hyundai.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing.
Same thing. Rag on us and hit the post.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
She is a pro. Yeah. You heard it live?
I heard it live.
Oh, my God, hilarious.
All right, here we go.
So that's Pink, Never Gonna Not Dance Again on Alice at 97.3. And I have to give Vinny such a hard time tomorrow morning, because if you, like me, heard him talking today about the ad he saw yesterday of Kevin Bacon for a Kia car. He talked so much about Kia, and they did the Kia soundbites. It was Kia wall to wall this morning. So I get to work, and I'm like, I want to watch this Kevin Bacon ad for Kia. I Google it. Dude, the ad is for freaking Hyundai. said Kia no less than 50 freaking times. But I bet Kia appreciated it. When
she was oh, what a
pro. Oh, that was, she nailed it.
She did hit the post, didn't she?
She did, yeah. She's good at that.
Nice, Alex.
There's things I'll beat myself up about. Probably things you'd go, what are you worried about that for? This one?
Not one of them.
Not even a little bit. Don't even care.
Hey, I was glad we were able to give her a moment of happiness where she went, oh my God, that's not even for Kia. It was wall-to-wall Kia though yesterday. But, you know, lumped in with the Hyundai thing.
Right. Yeah. Same.
It's all the same.
Is that the thing? Wall-to-wall is a little bit of a minor exaggeration, but okay. You guys got me.
We pantsed you.
Nobody texted that in, though, by the way, so.
That is true. Thanks a lot, texters.
Well, like I said, I think those are fairly interchangeable, and certain people of a certain age's head, you just go, oh, Kia, Hyundai, right. Those things you don't want. And then turns out they make nice cars. In fact, the first time I really was all, what? Our boss goes, I just ordered a Hyundai, probably a Kia, I'm not sure. But
one of those two.
And I go, funny. And he goes, no, the hot car, the car you can't get, the car where they went and got some designer who's widely known as the great car designer. They went and poached him from some other company, and he's designing the, I want to say it's the Telluride?
The Hyundai Telluride?
Someone look that up.
All right.
It's and it's also winning.
So it's a big old SUV.
Yeah, it's an SUV.
Sounds like it.
It's an SUV, and it's really well reviewed. And
it looks like a Kia, actually.
So it's a Kia Telluride?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
Well, you said it could probably be a Kia.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both made in South Korea. And, you know, I think one of the companies owns the other.
Is that right?
I think Hyundai owns Kia, actually.
Oh, my God, hilarious. So it is the same thing.
Yeah.
If it's an ad for one, it's an ad for both. Well, that's a nice looking car.
Only 33% owned, though, so it's not actually owned.
Oh, they just own a piece.
Anyway, he was like, that's the hot car. And
Does he have one now?
Yeah, he has it. Well, I don't know if he's driving it or if his missus is driving it, but either way, they've got it.
Driving the kids around and stuff. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went, whoa. Because he's kind of on the
cutting edge of everything cool. He walks in his black ripped jeans from Rag & Bone and his...
Oh, you even know the brand, huh?
Oh, he was telling me.
Oh!
Because you know how everything has all the jeans have a rip in them now? Like when you buy them, they've already got like a rip. He goes, yeah, I got these Rag & Bone jeans and, you know, I put my foot in there to pull them on and I just ripped the whole leg open. Mm-hmm. It's like, can I still wear these? And I was like, yeah, you know, that happened to me recently. I put my foot in and then my toe snagged on the rip and I fell. It just pulled me right over. So I don't know what's preferable. I'm actually glad they didn't rip any further. But honestly, that does seem like that must happen. He was like,
let me see your forehead.
They're $250. No, it was a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't do it today. But these jeans in particular, there's just they have this like V down here at the bottom. I've definitely made that bigger. But now I'm really careful. I point my toe and I try to, you know, I don't need another fall at my age. I might not be able to get back up.
Yeah, I'm not into holy jeans. I'm not. I've never been. Like you tear some jeans, you go, all right, well, unfortunately, those are ruined.
Yeah.
I've never understood the whole.
I patched John's jeans for him when he rips them.
Look at
my
knees.
He also doesn't like the.
Yeah, I don't like
it. The ripped jeans.
And it's part of the reason is what you just said. When you put your foot in and go, ah.
Right. And I think Rag & Bone jeans are like, they're like $250 at least.
Well, that's not.
It's like a high-end. So he knows. Like you said,
uh-huh.
Cutting edge of torn fashion.
Anyway, wow. I hope we're possibly. Well, I guess we aren't always talking about them in a positive light. But, you know, maybe Hyundai and Kia want to jump on board. That'd be
nice. You guys, we'll do such a good job for you. It's like Arby's. When. John
Arby's.
Stewart.
Is there anywhere else to
eat?
Yeah,
there are a ton that he did. All these crazy taglines for Arby's about how it's, you know, not good.
Arby's, isn't there anywhere else we can eat?
Find the other ones. He did like 1,000 of them. He would say them all the time whenever anything was brought to you by, you know. And then they wound up spending a bunch of money advertising on his show.
Smart.
Like, it worked.
Very smart.
Very. I think so, too. And they, I'm thinking that Hyundai and Kia should definitely come on board. Well, is today our day to go down to sales? Oh, it's tomorrow. So we'll suggest that.
See? A lot of things cause diarrhea. Arby's. Isn't there anywhere else we can eat? What's that over there? That's a gas station. All right, fine. Arby's. Arby's. For when you're wondering what it tastes like when a cow dies. Arby's. Why not challenge your stomach to a fight? I get that.
All right.
Wow. And they just go on and on. And then Arby's was like, yeah, we're in. We love it.
Smart.
Yeah. I have to admit that I had never been to an Arby's, and I went to an Arby's.
Because he talked about it all the time?
Because it was, I'm like, oh my God, an Arby's. Mm. I think it's in San Rafael, like in Terra Linda.
Wow.
You drove by it on the way to your old house. It was on, it's over on the left-hand side where the mall is.
You know, there's a bunch of stuff off those roads up there that are not right off the exit, and you got to take a parallel road.
It looks like they'd be easy to get to.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't
know. And then you got to go back and go under
that's what
and
I'm
go
saying,
around.
Right.
Yeah, no, they're a huge pain.
Which one am I exiting on? Do I exit this way and keep going north, or do I go past it and. Hey, I'm going to, and now in the time you're thinking about it, you've skipped both
you've
exits.
You've missed all the exits, yeah.
So yeah, I haven't been there. But yeah, even
I did
in
go
out,
there, I
up
went
there,
once.
I'm like, which exit is this? Before, after?
Wait, which In-N-Out?
The In-N-Out, right off the side of the road on the right there in Marin.
Oh yeah, that's actually a
I'll easy tell you
one.
Another one
that's
that got
an easy
me,
one.
And I eat there a lot too, is Amy's.
Oh.
Their little restaurant
that is difficult to get to. You gotta go up, go down,
where,
take
what?
A turn, come back down the frontage road.
It's nice.
Oh,
I like
yeah,
it.
No, it's great. Oh my God, that roof is so beautiful. They have one of those living roofs. Anybody who drives 101 in Marin knows you can't miss it. It used to be the Denny's. It's the old Denny's, and then Amy's took it over, and it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know who gets up there and takes care of that, but man, what a gorgeous roof. It's incredible. It's all just growing.
The Corte Madera one?
Yeah, Corte Madera.
Yeah, that's the one.
I see.
You know, you could come up and charge your car at the Tesla dealership right near there. And oh, there it is. There's the roof. Actually, that's not a good view of it because you can't see the whole thing. From the highway, you can see the whole thing. It's beautiful. More places should do that.
Living roofs?
I don't know. Maybe they're just really
There's a living
difficult.
Roof at the Science?
Yes.
Cal Academy?
Yep.
Is that it?
That's also, and you can go up there. That's a beautiful.
I haven't been to that place in a long time.
Oh, it's time. Your four-year-old would probably love it. I'm
trying to put less in my schedule. We've been really busy.
Yeah, I don't understand how you get away with that. Like, I was always having to take my kids places so that
well,
John could get the things
you
done on
you're
the
not
schedule.
Listening. I don't get away with it. I just, I grouse and I plant my feet and go, I'm not moving. I don't really say that, but you know, I try to be, you know, look, I don't want to do any more stuff. We've been very busy.
Well, you have a tech science thing in San Jose, too. I mean, San Jose has a lot on offer that you wouldn't have to necessarily come all the way up. Oh, there's the front of the Amy's.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really, it's all striped with different kind of plants. It's beautiful. I don't know how they do it. If I ever had like a big farmhouse out in the country, wouldn't that be fun? Just grow hay up there.
Grow hay on your roof?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Hurt myself. Anyway, here we are on Tuesday.
That's a waste of space.
The end.
Waste of space to grow on your roof. If you had a whole farm with like acres,
oh,
you're going to have to climb the ladder to go water the whatever it's up there.
Wouldn't I have some kind of system for that?
Would you?
I don't know. I mean, you tell me. You're the one who wants a roof.
What are you talking
what?
About?
Nobody knows. It's fine. Yeah. I'm in the middle of, I'm redoing a bunch of my garden areas on top of everything else. I don't know why I keep adding things. But the problem with me is that without thinking about anything else that I have going on, I start pulling plants and weeding stuff. And then I go, this whole thing has to go. And then I just start tearing it apart. And then I'm all, John, I need the you know, I need your chainsaw. And then the next thing you know, it's
he's
like,
a good sport, though. I'm not.
Yeah, he likes it.
I think very seriously often about how we run at different paces, men and women.
Yeah.
And like, my partner is, well, in general, she's really fast just as a runner.
Yeah, she's
but,
fast,
you know,
quick girl.
As I'm sort of trying to make an analogy here, it's she's just, there's just stuff. Oh, yeah, then we got, and, oh, and don't forget about the Super Bowl party. And this, I'm just like, oh,
you going to Wingstop for that?
Can't we sit still for a minute? Ever. You know what I mean?
No, we can't. Are you going to Wingstop?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm really trying to
you
just
should, if
right
you're
now.
Thinking about it, you should reserve your wings because they're going to be
busy. I have to get Nona to the airport today. That's the goal.
Oh, this is a quick little visit.
So short, yeah.
Boy, it doesn't have to be 1,000 years because there's no 2 8-hour
drives.
That
was the reason she would stay for so long is because it was an all-day adventure to get her here and an all-day adventure to get her back.
So you had to find free days.
For the record, the person that's about to text me and say, shut up about your mom, we wanted her here.
Yes,
I like
course.
Doing it. It would be a lot easier if the dog could, you know, get a seat on the plane and they could just, you know, travel together and we wouldn't be involved in the getting and getting home.
But now she's able to just fly up, come for a couple
out,
days.
Hung out. And those kids, look, she's no...
She's no slouch grandma. She is into those girls.
She's into it, but it's hard. Like, our four-year-old works you.
Yeah.
She works you. She's full of energy. She woke up this morning at 3 and said, you're being very noisy. It's hard to sleep. And I'm like, okay, well, you can't sleep, so you're just being, you know, feisty. No one's being noisy. I'm not doing anything I don't always
do. Now get in there with your mom and wake her up. I'm very busy.
I did say, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping, you want to go. And she said, no, just stop slamming doors.
Oh.
There were no doors.
Of course not.
Making stuff up. You know, anyway.
John went to a sleep study last night, so I know.
Like the one Christina did.
Well, I don't know how alike and or for the same things. Like, he doesn't snore bad, but he has sleep apnea where I used to wake up because he'd be going.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't breathing.
Right.
And he's been having these heart things, you know, which is really concerning.
What?
Yeah, I told you about this. He's got like this.
A long time ago, though.
But,
he's still doing it?
It happens. Yeah. This tachycardia or something like that. So he went last night. He had to drive up to Novato to go to this sleep study. Of course, I had been asleep for 3 hours before he even left. But we were talking about this. What's that? You wouldn't?
I mean, if I were having trouble, I guess I would do anything to get better. But I, in general, when she said, I have to go do this sleep study, I was all, well, what are you going to do? You going to bring a pillow? I mean, what are you going to do for blankets? Are you going to just sleep in their bed? Oh.
Well, he says it's set up like a hotel room.
I hope you don't die. Yuck.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
He did bring his own pillow. And they said you can bring your own blanket, too. Although we have those if you want to use ours. So he was like, yeah, I'll just use theirs. But he went up there.
Oh, he is living dangerously.
I think they wake you up at 6 a.m., so he might be just
Oh, they
up.
Wake you up, I thought, throughout the night.
I have no idea. All I know is he's like, I'm never going to be able to sleep. The guy does not go to sleep before 1 in the morning. That's just when he goes to sleep, or so it seems to me. And then they put nodes all over your head.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't sleep.
I could
with
never.
People around me.
I know.
You could, you liar.
Probably.
You could just find
it. It'd be harder, though.
Christina went in and went, yeah, I fell right asleep. Oh, my God.
I hope he did. He got up pretty early yesterday, and I think it was because he knew he was going to have to go somewhere else to sleep. He was like, I'm just going to lay there all night. I just know it. I'm like, yeah, you'll fall asleep at some point.
Good for him.
Well, we'll
see. If it's going to help
him. I know. I hope so.
Well,
they might be able to figure out what the hell's going on. I mean, there were definitely times where I would wake him up because he was so scary.
It's not even. It's already. They have to prove it by watching him, but it's a foregone conclusion. Yeah, they're going to give him one of those breathing things. Or Christina left there, and ever since, she's been using those breathe rights.
Oh, they pull your nose slightly apart.
So she gets like the boxes of them at
Do they work?
Costco. It works for her. As a bridge to either getting the surgery or just she's going to do that forever.
Is it just like a, does she have a deviated septum? Because people just have, you know, the older you get, the more sort of like googly growth you have in your sinuses and all your.
Speak for yourself.
People have that. Stop it.
Disgusting, Sarah.
God, gross.
Okay, it's me. Hi.
Googly stuff.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah, you are. Oof.
All right. On that note, we're going to we're gonna break and get going here. KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.